49 degrees at 8:45. Grains sliding some this morning, pretty much across the board. Let's bring in Aaron Curtis from Midco in Bloomington, Illinois, to tell us all about it. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Brian. You're right here. We had a pretty quiet overnight session, but the reopen here at 8:30 caused prices to drift just a little bit here this morning. We have May corn at 385 and three quarters, down 4.5. July corn at 387 and a half, down 4.25. September corn at 386 and three quarters, that's down 5 cents. December corn at 390, down 5 1/4. May soybeans at 1016, down 5. July soybeans 1024 and a half, down 5 1/4. August beans at 1025 and a quarter, down 5 1/4. November soybeans at $10.15, down 7 1/4. Chicago wheat market shows May wheat at 475 and a half, down 2.5. July wheat at 484, down 4 1/2. September wheat at 494, down 4 1/4. KC wheat's also weaker here. May wheat at 455 and a half, down 9 3/4. July wheat at 470 and a quarter, down 8 1/4. September Kansas City wheat at 485 and 3/4, down 8 1/2. Better day here for the cattle market. June cattle at 116.62, up $1.70. August cattle at 114.22, up $1.80. May feeders at 142.82, up $2.40. August feeders at 143.15, that's up 2.77. May hogs at 77.72, down 17 cents. June hogs at 82.02, up 32 cents. As far as news today, fairly quiet here. We are seeing China and parts of Asia and England out for holiday today with May Day, so pretty quiet around the world here today. Otherwise, news is fairly limited. Like I said, export inspections out here this morning at 10. We'll have crop progress out this afternoon. Expecting corn to be in that 45 to 50% planted. That compares to 30% last week. Beans near 8 to 10% planted, and that compares to 3%. Also last week. Otherwise, China's PMI data came out this morning at 50.1. That's a little bit less than expectations here this morning. Some talk here that China could come out with their corn reserve policy, of course, setting on a large quantity of old crop corn. So there is some talk they could come out with a renewed policy to kind of relieve some of those stocks here as the week goes on. Otherwise, it looks like a fairly quiet week. We will have the May 10th crop report next week, so we will hear some conversations or some predictions as we get our first look at the 16-17 balance sheet. Of course, the weather does look a little bit better here for both Argentina and Brazil. That's weighing on market a little bit. Of course, domestically here, it looks like we're going to warm up and see some sunshine here as the week goes on. So all in all, not a bad start to the weather. It looks like a little improving, and that's probably the main reason for a little bit weaker prices here today, Brian.
All right, Aaron, thanks a lot for that report. We appreciate it.
You bet. Have a good day. Bye.
You bet. Aaron Curtis with Midco in Bloomington, Illinois, joining us on this Monday morning. Speaking of that weather forecast, cloudy and cooler today, a slight chance of showers, the high 56 degrees with north winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy tonight, slight chance of showers, the low 46. Should start to see some sunshine tomorrow with mostly sunny skies, a slight chance of showers, the high 65. A little more rain could move in tomorrow night into Wednesday. Wednesday's high 61 degrees with partly sunny skies, but that looks to be the last rain chance this week. Thursday, mostly sunny, 61. Then we'll start to warm up. Friday, 72. Saturday, 77. Sunday, 75 with no rain in the forecast. Currently 49 degrees outside our WIOL studios in Urbana. This is Illinois Public Media, WIOL AM 580 and WIOL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. Online at willag.org. On Point is next. It's 9 o'clock.